Welcome to the Cannabis Connection. I am your host, Christopher Carr. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Santa Cruz Music Radio. We're talking music today. We're talking creation. I have Mac Nova in the house. Welcome, Mac.
What up?
Thanks for coming back. I'm stoked to have you back in the studio. And for those that maybe missed the last show, what's new in your life? Who is Mac Nova?
That's a great question. I feel like I'm... Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's Women's Month.
That's right.
It's our month.
It's the month. Sacred Feminine. First day, too. We timed it perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling that today.
Give thanks.
Yeah.
It feels good. We had a leap year. We had a leap day yesterday, a little extra day. That was interesting. It was nice.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
it felt like a holiday.
Yeah, for sure.
Just an extra day. And then, we're very blessed. Yeah. Usually February has 28 days, and we had 29 this year, which is cool.
Once every four. Paying attention to the
to the calendars. I've been thinking about growing a garden again, and we had like a false spring, so I've been paying attention a lot to the cycles. There's still a lot of water coming and snow. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Love it. Loving the rain.
Yes. Yeah. Likewise. Yeah. It feels good. Yeah. A lot of good rain. We've been blessed with some good storms this year.
You guys are talking to someone who appreciates nature.
Yeah.
Blessed with good storms. Those are funny.
Well, we had so many years of drought. Sometimes it feels good to get the water going.
100%.
And replenish.
Yeah. I feel you as a native.
Yeah.
Californian.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Like, oh my God, I've looked at this landscape go through so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how it personal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And fires and whatnot. It really makes a difference when you can, get back to the roots of things and replenish in these aquifers. We're going to have a beautiful spring and a fruitful summer. It's good. Yay. It's very good.
Yeah, for sure.
But we were just opening up a bit before the show. We had Alba here with you the last time, and speaking of storms, you guys weathered the storm and performed some good stuff.
It was really cool.
It's kind of nice to be one with the energy of the cosmos.
100%, and not being scared.
And to persevere. I'm proud of Shanny Shack for persevering.
100%.
You know, it's the way to do it. 100%. I had friends that are supposed to play tonight, but they canceled in Abbott Square, and that's a tricky one because it's everyone's pretty exposed. But at least there's the coziness of the Shanty Shack.
Yeah,
and maybe we could speak to that. There's another showcase coming up next week. That was kind of like what we were thinking about. Have you come back on International Women's Day? But there's going to be a really amazing concert coming up. Who's going to be there? It's pretty big.
Yeah, there's 8 other artists performing.
Nice.
Triana Feruza and 1AM, who's from South County. She's a rapper.
Cool.
And then a bunch of names I don't recognize.
Wow. So you're going to discover. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I'll be rapping and singing, and I'll be accompanied by my guitarist and the guy who composes all my music, Ellie Mabanza. So that'll be...
Oh, that's rad.
A sweet little set, stripped down.
That's cool. Yeah. I was wondering about that. I wanted to ask you about... Because you did a live in the garage, Paradise Garage.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
We were live in the garage.
Yeah. No. I mean, I was raised in a garage playing music. Hey. It's like the kitchen. It's where the party's at usually. I don't mean to digress, but we as a band started it. We were totally a garage band. Not to be cliche, on Beach Hill by the boardwalk. And I was looking at pictures and I was like, man, we were just so young and humble and didn't notice all the black mold around us. You know, that's just how it is, I guess. It's a Santa Cruz more story. Yeah. Super unhealthy now that I'm aware and more educated. But that's just, you know, we had cheap rent.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Santa Cruz, I guess. Yeah.
Learning.
But that was a cool video.
They have Paradise Studio Garage located over in Midtown.
Sweet.
With Ryan Lee.
Word.
And he is just passionate about music. And he's just like one of those people who's, he's just amazing. He has a family and everything and a like full-time job. And he just like, Ryan, I hope it's okay saying all this about you.
No, it's beautiful.
He's making it happen.
It was well done.
Yeah.
I love those endeavors because it really takes a village, music. And yeah, I was listening to a lot of your music today and getting ready for the show. And, you know, I really love the mindset and the patience message and, like, the healing thing, the healing theme. Because I went through a healing recently. I went and visited family in Maui and for Thanksgiving. We left for the first time in years. Like, we didn't cook for the whole family. We just took a vacation. And I was able to take care of something that was bothering me for years, getting out of an unhealthy pattern of using things that I shouldn't have been using. And I felt like it was the removal of like me leaving Santa Cruz completely for a little bit and going somewhere and reconnecting like with the source. We did these hikes in the Eo Valley and I did these plunges in these like, you know, jungle waters out in the middle of the ocean and then swimming in the ocean. It's a little different than Santa Cruz because it's like bath water. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. And taking my daughter out. And I was there with my parents too, just kind of rekindled my, what was important and that I wanted to live and be healthy. But one thing that I think about a lot is how music is a wonderful, like it in and of itself, there's a healing power in music. And I can kind of sense that in some of the messages, undercurrents in your beautiful music.
Thank you.
I would love to hear any thoughts about that. It's a big theme. It's very sensitive, I imagine. But
yeah,
it's sometimes nice to like breathe life to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it. I think being a black woman and then being a queer, I use queer because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like to even call myself that. Like, I literally feel like I just want to be a human and
free.
Period.
Like, yeah.
And then anything that comes out of me is me, and I'm just going to accept it. Like, I could be like, what up, dude?
Yeah.
Or like, hey, girl. Like, it's just like complete freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
Yeah, and I was, you know, I grew up in a very, like, white town. And my mom's white. I'm adopted by a white woman. And so that was a childhood of just like not a lot of mirrors to reflect me, my inner truth. And
yeah,
so I was like, okay, there's something wrong with me, you know, like, and people unwittingly affirm that, like not on purpose, most of them.
I see.
Yeah. So I guess I have like a story like everybody else who's listening. But yeah, my story just, I was sick and sad and unhealthy and not really wanting to be here for a long time or not understanding how to survive here on planet Earth as a human with this brown skin and female body and being queer, but not really knowing what that even means. So there was, yeah, there was like some deep healing that had to happen for me to feel okay. And I had great teachers along the way. And I think the biggest takeaway was that they empowered me to be, it's so cheesy, but to like be the healer for myself.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's like meditation techniques that I learned. And
nice.
But like, I think, and I wasn't really alone in it either. I was in a group of people who were trying to do the same thing for themselves. So I think that helps.
It's beautiful. So find your community.
Yeah.
And reconnect with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah, for sure. Reconnecting with your like real self.
Yeah. Some of these things are so easy to easier said than done, right?
Yes.
You
oh
know?
My gosh. I'm like 32 years later, you know.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, I know.
Yeah. But it's beautiful, the journey, you know.
Yes.
And then just like learning how to like learning how to relate to yourself, obviously. Like people love to talk about like self-love and all this stuff, but like it's like a relation. Like, how are you to yourself when you're acting a fool, when you're acting nasty, when you're
maybe
being kind of toxic?
Yeah.
How can you, like, how, if you have enough awareness to, like, watch, like, to be in relationship with yourself doing that, like, you could be like, oh, I'm such a bad person. Or you could be like, damn.
Something's
off, and I'm trying, and I don't know what's going on, and I'm a mess, you know, just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself, too. 100%. That's something. Yeah, something I've learned, and maybe there was some weird, subconscious source to that, like self-destructive patterns. And, but giving myself the space to actually get better. And it was like a reset. It really brought me back to a really important, these past couple months have been like, new life. Like you can appreciate the hard coming through it a bit, right? And then it has this new profound flavor. Life is very special.
Yeah,
you want to live it up.
Yeah,
live it up, live it to the fullest. Be free. I love that message of the free and liberating oneself. That's another thing that's easier said than done, but to be mindful and to have that intention. And music is a wonderful, there's a wonderful community there too, to continue to, you know, connect with the village.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also been just realizing like the thing about what you're saying about having kind of fresh eyes and being like, oh yeah, that's also like that's a good practice. I love that practice of being like, I think, in the moment, I'm like, I tell myself, I don't have to be jaded right now. Like, you know, going to a rap show with hip hop music, and like, I've heard a lot of hip hop, but
yeah,
like, oh, I don't have to be jaded right now. Like, this is particular artists with particular songs and particular stories, you know?
Yeah. 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 That, but
it's easy to be jaded, you know, and be like, yeah. Oh, I've seen that before.
But I see what you mean. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean by jaded?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
or I've seen a crazy rainstorm, like, oh.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
This is its own.
It's magical, yeah, that, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really, yeah, that's I was recently writing for my job, I write descriptions about cultivars of cannabis. And the one that I posted today, I do it every Friday, Flower of the Week. And the Flower of the Week this week was California Orange. It's an old school from the 70s. It's like the root of all the tangies and these different types of cannabis. But in the description, I said it has this ability to enhance the senses and make the mundane magical. And that's kind of like, hey. You just reminded me of that. Yeah. Because that is, and that's like a, you know, that's a practice. Like you said, meditation in a way, like the presence being here, mindfulness. It can make the mundane magical.
And so, and then mundane can be magical with a little marijuana added to the.
That's right.
Sprinkle a little marijuana.
Just a little bit of stimulation.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little magical botanical bliss in there. Which is, you know, and that's the other piece is the relationship of, you know, I've always loved talking music and on a cannabis talk show because there's so much we can relate on. It's truly international. It's been really positive in my experience. It's a way to connect with everybody.
Music.
Yeah. And cannabis together and individually, yeah. But music truly is, yeah, a universal language. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that. These open jams, we spoke about that before we went on the air too, and just like watching a song, for example, like let's say Bob Marley, a Sun Is Shining or Stir It Up, you know, eight people playing music that just met. They've never played together. And when they lock in and things really start like coming together, that's something cool. Like there's something there that is innate in everyone. And yeah, it's really cool when it's just when you can tap into it. This craft is my dominatrix is you know, and that's something, you know, being
for sure
being connected to your craft, like deeply connected, in love with it, the vibe,
for sure. That's funny you threw that line in there. I'm like, oh yeah, I said that, huh?
I like it.
Yeah,
the vibe, the community loves it.
Yeah, thank you.
Did a post, did a thing with the producers here at Santa Cruz Voice. Big up Santa Cruz Voice.
Big up Santa Cruz Voice.
SantaCruzVoice.com. They're like, that voice, that vibe.
Mm.
It's lovely.
Thank
you. Yeah, yeah.
I think that line, sometimes I say things in this, I'm like about manifestation, so.
Yes, I noticed that.
Say it out loud to, in front of people. Have someone on a talk show say it back to you, and then you have to reflect on.
It's a little different when I say it. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's something that I'm like curious about. You know,
yeah.
An idea of like, okay, what is it? If like my music is my dominatrix, like I'm submissive, I'm a little scared, maybe.
Sure.
You know, like.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's a lot there.
Go,
Yeah. It's beautiful. No, I love it. I love it. I was, it was cool. Yeah, you were like, I'm here, and I was in my car listening to your music. Like, oh, okay, I guess I gotta go up now. It's good. It's really good. I mean, maybe we should jump into, we got some songs here. Let me just make sure. Which one would you want to start with?
Might as well just start with that Walkabout. That's where that line came from.
Let me just make sure we got levels.
Shout out to my sound engineer, Hefty. Shout out to my co-producers, Russell Kreitman and Ellie Mabanza.
Yeah, how does it... Oh, there it is. Okay, it's beautiful. It just needed its moment. Okay, it needed time. All right, well, we're live. We have Mac Nova live in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Walkabout.
Looking at the blue sky, I ain't waiting for the inspiration. I'm on the treadmill again, in the gym of my creation. All these words, I sweat them out. All these herbs, I smoke them down. I'm up to this craft, and she my dominatrix. I feel significant, not intimate with myself. I got some blockages, I need some help. Block off my whole week, come back to self. What's the idea, what's the concept? This linear time got me upset. Hit the eject button, reflect on that reflex, on that knee jerk. Time to reprogram and redirect. My vital force energy is like a net. Catch you off guard and I'll make you regret the way you ignore me, the way you neglected to see my essence. I'm one in a million, yeah, I'm a flex. She wanted a kiss, so I gave her a peck. She looking all wrecked, called the SOS. I put the B in bless, I do more with less. I'm a free dive for that treasure chest. I'm a force of God, I'm a luminous beam with a woman. I'm tied to the moon, never wear a facade. I'm getting naked with all these thoughts. Taking the bed and I show them who's boss. Running to the forest with no timepiece. Breaking my phone at the sacred spot. Waiting on the door to the spirits now. Walk about. Talk it out, take your time and walk it out. That's what I'm talking about. You just need to walk it out. Clear your mind, take the time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about. There's too many people inside of my head. I need a victim, I'm asking for rent. They ain't no fun, they too straight. All they do is block when I try to create. Staying up late, just trying to escape the power and influence over my fate. Answers to plate on an altered space. Drug-induced haze with a third eye blazing. Obey the vision, what is the mission? I need to muse with you too independent. Acting aloof in a different dimension. Lazy boy cinema won't lead to ascension. All of this groundwork got my affection. I'm omnidirectional. I need some thicker skin pushing the voodoo prince. Where's the confessional? You just need to walk about. Talk it out. Take your time and walk it out. That's what I'm talking about. You just need to walk it out. Clear your mind. Take the time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm feeling spineless, I'm trying to see back through my mother's lens, how she made it through these awful lands without no husband. This is a rite of passage. My eyes cannot see average. I'm possessed by a lethal threat. I dropped my baggage about 5 miles back. Now it's just me and the project. Yeah, you just need to walk about. Talk it out, take your time and walk it out. That's what I'm talking about. You just need to walk it out. Clear your mind, take the time and talk it out. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, honey, it's Mom. Just trying to get back to you. We will catch up with each other at some point. Thank you again so much for being here. It meant the world to me. Sometimes I feel kind of alone. I never do when you're up here, though, so... Thanks so much, and I love you, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, walk about, Mac Nova. Give thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's so cool. So and that's Mama on the end, right?
That's my mom.
It's so sweet. Nah, I love it. I love it. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, too, is the spiritual theme, too. You know, in the bio, too, like the, you know, I don't know. That's an open question. I love that you bring in the luminous being and these themes that you explore through the music. Is that something that the music triggers, or is it just the daily practice of nurturing that light?
I think that human, like, we're limitless potential, just like we were when we were kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like creating thought patterns.
Yeah.
And like just the way I breathe. And that's all of that's to actualize that truth in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like people love to say like we're vessels, and I feel that. And, you know, just like even your body, you know, like I see people like different, like all the different ways people hold their bodies. And it's just like, if it's a channel to me, then like you get like the energy, the flow of energy, chi, like in acupuncture, it's like finding ways to like, inhabit align. Your body and align it.
Yeah. So it's true. That's a good reminder.
Yeah, because the flow, the breath, it comes back to our breath.
It's like the breath, and you said the blockage, it came in the flow. There's little snippets of wisdom. Well, the whole thing is really, really engaging. All of the music, but the lot of little reminders in the message. It's great. Love hip hop. Love hip hop. I love connecting with artists and going deep in new material.
100%.
I imagine you got some new material coming.
Oh, come on now. he knew.
I could intuitively feel something is germinating, right? Like, it's exciting. Any glimmers or anything for the audience? Cause, you know, that's always something that people are excited to hear about.
Yes. Okay. March 7th, y'all. That's next Thursday, a new song's coming out, and woo! And it's really feel good, easy listening. If you're like scared of hip hop, it's okay. It's really nice. It's really easy. Give it a chance.
Let's speak to that. Why would people be scared of hip hop?
Let's see about that. The history of truth telling.
There you go. There you go.
New York. Political consciousness being the completely intertwined with the movement, the hip hop artists that freaking pioneered this whole thing.
Yeah.
Those people weren't just like, la, la, la. They were
it was,
how am I going to get food on my table? And
it was real, real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk speaks, and it hurts sometimes, but it is words.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot, and hip hop is really refreshing in that way, but you're right, it can probably shake some people a little bit.
Yeah, it's misunderstood too, I think.
I think so.
Because it's, yeah, if you understand, like if, dang.
There's a lot here.
Yeah.
There's some history.
I feel like there is a truth to the violence and the negativity in hip hop is real, and the fact that it's male dominant is real. And at the same time, and those, there's a group, there's like people who are being paid to propagate that negativity who aren't, how do you say this? Like, because there's some people who have the same similar story of guns, violence, but they, it's art because it's what they lived through. Yeah. And it's their culture, and it's, you know,
it's an experience.
It's an experience, and it's valuable. And it's just like watching a movie. It's like, you're not going to be like, that movie's bad because there's guns in it. You're going to be like, oh,
sure.
Like, why are the, like, what's the story?
Yeah. Yeah. And the,
that's
yeah,
how I see it.
No, that's, yeah, that's real.
I can give you a good example.
Please.
There's a new hip hop film. It's a short film by Baby Keem, who's Kendrick Lamar's cousin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of the songs together.
Oh yeah, they're like
they work together.
They work together. It's family. So cool.
It's, I think that's really cool when you can collab with your family. My brother's a really talented musician, but it's always hard with butt heads. You know, it's just I guess that's just being brothers, but
for sure.
But I would love that, and I respect that.
Yeah.
When artists can, you know, elevate like together. Kendrick Lamar is one of my favorite artists. And I've seen Baby Keem. Yeah, so I didn't know that. That's awesome.
You should watch it.
It's I will. Called okay, what's
Blue.
It? Okay, cool.
I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's on Amazon Prime.
I'll find
something
it.
Blue.
I'll find it.
I guess the big takeaway for me, and this is just my perspective. Everyone's going to have a different thing, right? But
sure.
I just felt like it was art, and it was like, it's like kind of the cutting edge to me of hip-hop and like West Coast hip-hop. And it's bigger than West Coast hip hop. It's also bigger than that.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, the narrative in the whole thing revolves around sexy naked women, seduction.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, I've heard the story so many times. But then you think about like, but that's
their experience.
That's their experience.
Their story. Yeah.
And then they're expanding and being like, but also there's a huge universe.
That's right.
And somehow
limitless
we're all connected.
Potential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humans. Yeah.
So I recommend
powerful.
It.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Just keep an eye out for Top Dog Entertainment.
Okay.
Baby Keem and Kendrick and some other extremely talented people.
Amazing.
Are like, something's coming from that. You know, like,
yeah.
They're about to take the industry by storm, I think. Or at least I think that's their plan.
Thank gosh.
Yeah. It's going to be some kind of. Some kind of revolutionary stuff might
wow.
be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Percolating, growing, the mycelium. I love it. I love it. Well, and that reminds me, I mean, I have my little tablet here, and I love you as an artist, the multimedia creation element is strong, very strong. I would love for you to speak to that and the process. I feel like it's almost another discipline, and it's another art form in and of itself. The creation, the coordination, the vision, I imagine the curation of. I've never really been in a production of like music video. You have a new music video dropped recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah,
let's tell the people about it.
Yo, I got a new. I worked with the local photographer and videographer, AJ Tedesco. Shout out to AJ.
Yeah.
He takes photos, y'all. He's dope. And he does video now, too. And
nice.
Yeah. And he's like older. Like, he's not old, but he's older. And it's just cool. He's just so much fire. And he's like, let's just do stuff.
Yeah. So
that was kind of what happened.
And
let's just do something.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. I wasn't really planning for that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It looks like you did, which is good, because it's something I'm thinking more about, and because especially in cannabis, I had a really cool conversation with what would you call him? He's like a breeder, Santa Cruz steward of cannabis, and he was speaking about how the culture now is so visual, And specifically with the flowers, like, cannabis used to be all about experience and, like, elevated consciousness. And sometimes the highs, like the sativas of the old era, maybe the 80s or early 90s, obviously when it was pretty illegal, it was really uplifting and stimulating, psychedelic. And now a lot of the flower looks amazing, but it's really like heavy and sedative and kind of like you don't talk. It brings you introversion, you know, introversion instead of social and out. And he gifted our family some really special heirloom stuff from this area and was speaking to like how visual the culture is and how it's kind of a shame because we're leaving out all these other senses, all these other realms of experience, and we're just stuck to, and I understand, I'm totally addicted to my phone, like social media, and that's part of like part of work and life balance and being an artist is the social outlet. But I just thought it was an interesting observation. I've been thinking about that, and that's as a musician too, and a creator and a hip hop artist, like having the multifaceted talents and thinking that way, just the willingness to go and create a music video. It's like, I'm excited for what more videos you have coming. I imagine with more new music, there'll be more videos.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Maybe yes. But I do find videos very challenging. And
yeah, could you speak to the process? Because we've done photo shoots as a group, and we've, you know, we need to stay updated too, because sometimes a group has a new drummer, or we have a rotating, you know, cast of characters. And we always find it kind of challenging. It's not like, yeah, like speak to the challenges and some of the process.
Yeah, I think most, even the simple videos, music videos that you love involve like 10 people, like the really good ones. Yeah. I mean, I know things have changed a lot with iPhones and gimbals, and even like they have gimbals now that are like AI gimbals, and they will follow your movements, which I'm like, woo, that's dope.
Wait, what's a gimbal?
A gimbal is a handheld.
I see.
Video recording device.
Cool.
And the nicer ones are, what's the word? That you can program them, and they also, I don't know, understand the technology, but they move in a way that's what is it? The battery powered? No. I don't even know how to explain that. They're very cool.
They're coordinated.
They're coordinated.
Yeah. I think I've seen Ola operate one.
They're so cool.
They're pretty cool.
And you can pre-program them. But
amazing. And so the AI makes sense because it would anticipate your movements and keep a real steady lens.
Yeah, the
digital recording.
Yeah, the motto, their slogan's kind of like, you never need a friend to like help you film your content ever again.
Oh man, so the tech is really evolving. Ooh, yeah,
which is great for people like me, because
sure, it's important.
Yeah, it's really important.
I think technology has really leveled the playing field across the board when it comes to all kinds of production.
100%.
Yeah, recording and production and video and media, and yeah. It's amazing. Photography.
You get away with just having an iPhone.
That's right. I know. I was thinking about that too. Yeah.
But then again, when you need like the high res
is real. And there's levels to quality, and people can figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe the mass audience it'll suffice, but when people are aware, they can really appreciate that high grade quality.
100%.
It's really important.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. No, it's inspiring. It's inspiring. It's nice to see Santa Cruz be prolific.
Hey.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential here.
There's a lot of potential. It's a very special place. That was the other thing we were talking about today at this coffee talk, of how, yeah, we've all been tempted to maybe move somewhere else for career reasons or for maybe thinking that was right. But at the same time, post-pandemic, I think we're all pretty connected through the internet, so you want to be where what feeds your soul, and this place is magic.
100%.
A lot of inspiration on natural world.
And then go to Oakland or San Francisco if you need a little something.
I love San Francisco. Yeah, I love East Bay too. Yeah, I love Oakland.
It's not that far.
No.
I've tell myself that.
I know, I get it. I know, people go into like Aptos. Oh, I can't go. It's in Aptos. Ooh. I can't go to Felton. but no, it's worth it.
It's so worth it.
Last week I went and saw Damian Marley and Stephen Marley, the Masonic. Tomas took me, and man, it rekindled my whole, like, I stayed in North Beach and walked to the Fisherman's Wharf the next day and Chinatown, and just like, wow, just how rich, so much humanity. And I love it. I love the Bay Area. It's so much. There's so much potential. There's so much already happening. So much history. You can feel it. It's really cool.
100%.
Like you said, if you need to reset, just go up there, and then you appreciate coming back again.
Every time. Yep.
Well, we're flying. Let's do another track if you're up for it.
Okay.
Which one should I do?
Well, maybe. How much time do we have? Do we have
17 minutes? We have some time.
Okay. I feel like I want to do the song I'm dropping on March 7th.
Okay.
Oh, it's called Oh Ah.
Oh Ah. Yeah. And a little bit about it.
Oh Ah. Literally, I was grinding for the music. I was writing every day, sitting at my desk. Look, I'm grateful to have a huge window to see the trees and stuff, but nice. It was just like, damn, nothing good's coming out, and it's day after day. And so, oh, wait. Sorry, I'm just totally was talking about the song that happened before this. Wow, how did that happen?
That's Walkabout?
That was Walkabout story.
Hey, that's good. That's good. We heard that one. And now we know the story.
Now you know the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, it's perfect because we were just talking about the potential here.
Yes.
But also this, I also feel the underside of the potential, which is complacency.
Yeah.
Period.
Well so. Said. No, I. Yeah, we know that. Santa Cruz. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mac Nova.
God willing, I'm doing the work, but I'm inert when the hurt strikes a nerve and I burst at all my seams and my dreams want to leave me. I've learned to soothe these rowdy crowds like I'm a rodeo clown. I'm unannounced at the edge of this town. Just need a break from the sounds, just need to feel it all out. I'm a living example of a woman endowed with that hunger, underrated. Then how do you keep up the faith? I just wipe off my brow, put a smile on my face. No, I ain't too proud to say I wasn't alone. And in the final round, all my people gonna rise up and take their bow. You and I been chasing this paper, walking around this town like there ain't no danger. But I see dreams implode in front of my eyes, and I've seen people fall and never revive. Say oh ah, oh ah, eh ah, eh ah, oh ah, oh ah, eh ah, eh ah. I stay focused like Miss Badu and bring a healing tune to everything I do. I make room for my inner child and get the scoop. And if she leads me astray, that's just the way to the truth. All my cells are in alignment, prepping myself for this assignment. You can't throw me off, don't even try it. I'm in the cockpit with a dope co-pilot. You and I been chasing this paper, walking around this town like there ain't no danger. But I've seen dreams implode in front of my eyes, and I've seen people fall and never revive. Say oh ah, oh ah, eh ah, eh ah, oh ah, oh ah, eh ah, eh ah. This is an invitation, so ask yourself, are you making time for greatness? Come back to yourself, keep feeding your imagination. Your mind needs maintenance, and if you feel anxious, come back to yourself. There's a minefield out there, but it could be worse. You could be tweaking in the deep end in a perpetual curse. Let your spirit do the work, you're still above ground. And if you're live in the crowd, then sing this out loud. Say, you and I been chasing this paper, walking around this town like there ain't no danger. But I've seen dreams implode in front of my eyes. And I've seen people fall and never revive. Say, oh, ah, oh, ah, eh, ah, eh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, eh, ah, eh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, eh, ah, eh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, eh, ah.
It's one of my favorites so far.
Yay.
I love that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Shout out to Genoa Brown on the vocals.
Yeah, amazing.
She's a beast.
Amazing vocals.
Insane.
Everything you put together, it's really, really exceptional.
Thank you so much.
Fire me up.
Thank
yeah.
you. Shout out to Ali Mabanza.
Yeah.
Who co-produced and Hefty who engineered. That's
and they're local or where's everybody? Really? The vocalist too in Santa Cruz? Wow.
Yeah.
Rich.
Actually, I have a show with the full band on April 18th at Moe's Alley.
Ooh, that's a big one.
It's going to be so fun.
That's huge.
Yeah,
I got to put that on my calendar.
That's the next time y'all can see me with the band.
Yeah.
And we got some phenomenal players. We got Dan Robbins on the bass.
Nice.
Jaime Sanchez on the kit.
Yeah.
Bonza on guitar and vocals. Genoa, who you just heard, singing and doing sax. And maybe,
what?
Maybe
she plays saxophone?
Guest. She plays sax.
Wow.
She's a beast.
Yeah, that's talent.
It's going to be fun.
Woo! That's... And is anyone else on the bills?
There might be one other person on the bill.
Yeah.
A special
yeah.
guest for us.
Special.
And then... Wasabi is opening for us.
Wasabi.
Which I've never heard them live, but yeah, apparently they're amazing.
Yeah, I know the name, but I've been out of touch.
Yeah.
Having a kid. Yeah, totally.
That was a good song.
Yeah, totally. Wow. Yeah, no, it's that'll be amazing. Live hip hop in that with a band is like, oh my gosh, my favorite.
It's the bomb diggity.
Yeah, and it's like, it's hard. It's hard putting all the players together sometimes. So that's a very special opportunity. Moe's Alley too is one of my favorite,
yeah,
favorite venues in the whole county. Yeah, it's so cool. That's awesome. So you played Moe's. You know Moe's.
I've played Moe's. Yeah, the last year I really got my feet wet there.
Good.
Super
yeah, it's
supportive
a great,
environment.
Yeah, very supportive. Intimate. Amazing sound system in the outside. Just it's a really great vibe. So. It's amazing, too, when you leave Santa Cruz, like, where are you guys from? Oh, we're from Santa Cruz. Oh, Moe's Alley.
Whoa.
Yeah, it happens. Dope. It happens a lot. Yeah.
That's dope.
There's a lot of love for that blues club. Is, yeah, no, I love it. It is music with a message, too. Every track I hear, it's really inspiring.
Thanks.
It's cool. Thank yeah. you. Do you have any other artists that you could suggest to or inspirations? We briefly touched. We were talking about Baby Keem and the movie, and then you were given some history. You mentioned New York. Could you speak to that a little bit, like the political, the roots of hip hop? We're 50 years deep.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of timely to remember the history.
For sure.
Growing up, I didn't appreciate history as much. And now, as a young parent, thinking really deeply about, I'm going to supplement, you know, our children's education with extra history.
Please, thank you. Thank you. That's the healing work of the world.
Jeez, yeah. I keep turning myself down. I didn't get a full picture until I was grown and I was still... young and reckless, so I didn't pay attention in college. Mm-hmm. So I've had to self-educate later mm-hmm. in my late 20s, early 30s. But yeah, I think it's really, the more I learn history, the more I'm like, I need to learn more.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, it comes around.
Patterns. We're human.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's that was such a loaded. I'm like, that's so many things so to talk much. About just I after know. You said that. But
no, I know. Yeah, I get.
But it's. I think. Yeah, I remember being in college and learning about the deeper American history, and I would go out home after class, and I just climb into bed and curl up in a ball, and I didn't get out of bed for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Or even the rest of the day. I just was like, I can't.
It's heavy.
I can't.
Yeah, especially when you're sensitive, right? Like, as an artist, it's like, oh.
When you're sensitive, real.
Yeah, no, I've talked to Tomas about it. We talk about it in our group. We'll go off on it, on, you know, just these types of heart-to-hearts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it repeats itself.
Yeah.
That's what's sad. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
100%.
Yeah.
I think what I want to say about hip-hop is, I think people who enjoy live music and, like, maybe what might be considered refined or like classical, high quality taste in music is, I think it's good just to remember, like, if you know the roots of hip hop and how the revolutionary act of still creating and sharing and telling a story. Basically, these rappers were telling the story of the streets to a world that didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And it was basically the broadcasting, the channel for black people who lived in the inner cities.
Yeah.
And so when you think about, oh, they don't even use live instruments, it's like, okay, but do you know the history? Like, why? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't have access to.
Yeah.
Those fools are some of those dudes, those first producers, those first DJs are brilliant. People
brilliant
who just had
adaptation
to work with
sampling
they had,
yeah, turntables,
so like, that's like beautiful.
DJs. It's beautiful. It is innovative.
It's innovative.
That was the beautiful thing about hip-hop and the history of hip-hop is it was like a reinvention of, well, it's a new genre, whole new genre, and the sampling and the techniques that transcend time and space in a way, because it became a global genre, a global community that still today is probably arguably one of the most influential genres of music of modern era.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's born in these just like parties and the sampling. That's something that I've always been fascinated, and the art with like the street art culture, the b-boy culture, the dancing, and just the greater, like, I liked how you said that, like the broadcasting of story
and documentation, right?
Yeah, that's
like
right.
People walking around with cassette tapes and,
oh yeah,
how long
mix
did it take
tape.
You to like get the mixtape?
Yeah,
and, like, when you hear the interviews I'm talking about, programming the drums taking like 5 hours or something to get it right, like, because so they didn't have hard. Quantize, if you guys know what that is, it's when you can just make the music right on the bar, right on the beat,
which is never I mean, that's
a modern luxury.
It's a modern luxury.
We don't I remember my first, because I think first time we met you were speaking about Eminem and some early like CDs or things that were shared with you. And I remember listening on a boombox with a cassette. And when my songs I wanted to learn, I would push play and record and make my own little off the radio. It was super rootsy because I lived out in the woods. I didn't have a lot of access, and I was the older brother. So I didn't have I wasn't able to access good hip hop, but the radio sometimes would play a couple cool songs, and I would make my own little tapes.
That's
wild.
That's
right,
crazy.
On. Yeah, my dad had it. Yeah, I would have to listen, and we were way out in the cut, so there was only one radio station that came in from Sacramento, because we were in the Sierra Nevada foothills, and yeah, that's how I learned a little bit about that. I made my own little curated tapes. I would sit and wait for a good song to come on. It'd be a long time.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was country. Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I do have to say, just talking about the history, I'm still learning the history, but Roxanne Shanté is one of the female pioneers of hip hop music, and she's famous for writing this, like, some dudes were trying to, like, she was 16 and she was battle rapping. Whoa. Dudes and like
amazing
playing shows, and then
at 16,
yeah,
wow,
16 or 15, like young, and
young.
Then these people were trying to like shut her down, like dim her light, and then she did this like epic retaliation song. I don't know the actual name of it, but Roxanne Shanté is one of the female pioneers, and it's international, right? Women's Month.
That is. So that's what, like, it is. It's timely.
It's timely, y'all. I feel like if you do anything, look up some of the pioneers. There's actually a documentary on Netflix about the pioneers of women, the pioneer women in hip hop. It's really important because, you know, it's hip hop and the music industry is another very male dominated place.
Yeah.
And women, but there are women and there are stories, and we just have to study our history.
Yeah, you have to know history. Light. You have to put shine on it, and you have to have it takes effort to care, and part of caring is learning the history and learning. I learned from an elder in the local reggae community about coming correct. And I was like, what do you mean by coming correct? And he said, playing music the way it was meant to be played. And I think when it comes to hip hop, you need to understand the full experience. Same with like reggae music too. It's a very like, it was a broadcast from an island that was colonized. You know, it's like Jamaica. Deep, yeah, and they brought it, now it's everywhere. It's very, and you have to come correct with these things because it's very important, because there's a deep history, there's a deep tradition, and you can't just jump up there, and you have to know how things are, you know, like there's, have reverence,
and mm-hmm. then I love this, and what respect. You're talking about, care by, what did you say? You said something about, like, caring is going and doing your history. I don't know how you said it. It was perfect.
I don't even remember. But we recorded it. It takes effort to care. That's it. And you have to research and initiative and go and learn the history.
And that to me is love.
Yes, it is love.
That's my new. I'm like, you're.
I've learned it too.
It's so good.
And it's ongoing. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do one more. Let's do it because we're running out.
Okay.
Okay. Turn this up.
Look into my eyes and regulate. Tell me what you love and what you hate. You got me high like a releve. If you buy, I'll return the fave. On that flight, you earned it. Late long night, you flirted. Broke my spine, was worth it. You inspired my purpose. Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn. You got a sexy mouth. Are you available? Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn, you got a sexy mouth. Just come my way, they call it crazy, stupid love. But I think that they were drunk. They don't know that this, that buzz. Got me lifted like a truck. This, that drug, they can't touch. Cause they left it in the dust. Long ago, on the road, they chose power over trust. I'm not in a position to judge, but I cannot say it enough. Let this be a message from God. We're coming with the, I'm fearless. Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn. You got a sexy mouth. Are you available? Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn. You got a sexy mouth. Just come my way. That's my chick with the red lipsticks. Dropping it low like she laying some bricks. That's my guy with the caramel eyes. A bulletproof plan and an alibi. That's my lady. Leaving on a light, no mic drop. Game tight, lethal like a microbe. That's my man. With some fancy on. He my switcher seat back seat champion. New edition, intuition with that old school soul food. He got them premonitions and the wisdom that if he don't act, then they won't come true. Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn. You got a sexy mouth. Are you available? Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn, you got a sexy mouth. Just come my way. She's a Mac, supernova, sonic boom, nice and nice and oh yeah, and she'll do it again. Hotter than a one-night stand with three dragons and a blonde Targaryen. Mac, supernova, sonic boom, nice and nice and oh yeah, and she'll do it again. Hotter than a one-night stand with three dragons and a blonde Targaryen. Damn, you got a sexy mouth. You sexy, goddamn, you got a sexy mouth. Are you available? Damn, you got a sexy mouth. Hey, you sexy, goddamn, you got a sexy mouth. Just come my way. This is the part where you let your hair down. Hey, oh snap! Where's the video camera? Chris just let his hair down, y'all. Hey. We'll be right back.
Mac Nova, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. The shout batch closer.
Shout out to Hefty. Shout out to Ellie. Shout out to Genoa. Shout
everyone.
Out to Russell.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Give thanks. We went over, but I'm still recording this. Oh, so. We timed it perfect.